This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Bio-based products are key to the future of agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Bio-based products, including fuels, lubricants, construction materials, and more, are the future, and were the subject of several House Farm Bill amendments last week. Iowa's Zach Nunn offered and withdrew his bio-based products amendment after Chair Glenn Thompson agreed to work with him to perfect it for possible later inclusion.
This bipartisan proposal improves the USDA's Biorefinery Renewable Chemical and Bio-Based Product Manufacturing Assistance Program by creating a grant within the program for the construction and expansion of new or existing biorefineries.
Nunn says bureaucratic red tape has kept the program underutilized, limiting its effectiveness. Nunn co-sponsored the amendment with Illinois Rep. Nikki Budzinski.
Bioprocessing is an incredibly important element happening in Central and Southern Illinois initiative. Our hardworking Illinois farmers are the backbone of the economy for this for our entire state, and I believe we should be creating more unique and innovative opportunities for our farmers.
Budzinski says that takes infrastructure to make fuels, feed, and even textiles to create those new markets and bring farmers into the future.
In my district, the University of Illinois is a national leader in biomanufacturing and is the proud home to the Integrated Bioprocessing and Research Lab, where students and faculty drive world-class innovation every day.
A separate amendment, also withdrawn with a commitment for further review, would give USDA a role to better define and clarify bio-based product labels to boost consumer and manufacturer acceptance and sales. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get our daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.